With many small businesses cutting expenses to the bone this past year just to get by, worker morale has taken a beating. As part of our ongoing series on small businesses, Blake Farmer of member station WPLN visited a machine shop in Clarksville, Tennessee, where employees are keeping their chins up and hoping more work will come their way.
Ron Smithfield has been forced to make a string of painful announcements this year as business has dropped off more than 35%. Typically, he gathers everyone in the company break room, where there's a folding table, a dozen chairs, and a giant notepad with the number 32 in red permanent marker.
Schedule 32 hours.
That was the announcement right there?
Yeah.
Smithfield instituted a four-day work week, sometimes less. Other pages explain why the company suspended its retirement program and how health benefits have been reduced. Smithfield cut his own pay by 20%.
We said, you know, we can't expect other people to take a cut if we don't take a substantial cut, and we have done that.
But it wasn't enough, and Smithfield had to lay off six employees this year.
We're like one big family, and so that was a tough decision, probably delayed longer than it should have been, but it was necessary.
My name is Norma Previance. I have been here for 15 years. I am now a tooling buyer and a safety coordinator and customer service.
With so many cutbacks, the 17 remaining employees are wearing a few more hats. Previance takes orders between running a punch press. She says she's happy to multitask because that makes her harder to replace.
My husband and I both work here. So, I mean, when layoffs come around, you know, it can hit us from either direction. This is our entire family income is at this company.
So the reduction in hours hit the Previance home twice as hard. That's why they planted a new vegetable garden and found other ways to feed the family.
And my husband hunts for all of our meat, so we don't have that in our grocery bill. We've bought a grinder so that we can grind our deer meat on our own. So, you know, I'm not going to go hungry.
While preparing for the worst, Previance says they're thankful to be taking home two paychecks, even if they are considerably smaller. Still, she's listening for the volume to pick up on the shop floor. In a hazy room, 22-year employee Michael Davenport turns raw metal into shiny nuts and bolts. Of the dozen screw machines, only one is operating today, dropping specialized fasteners into a metal pan.
I'm the only one that runs these machines now, but at one time we had like two, three or four people running them all at once.
Smithfield's biggest customer makes parts for Caterpillar tractors. That account has taken a direct hit by the sudden drop in U.S. construction. Davenport says he knows exactly how slow business is when he grabs his orders for the day.
I have a notebook that I keep all my work in, and it's a lot of times it was pretty full, and now it's just one or two, you know. That bothers you sometimes when you're afraid you're going to go to that notebook, it's going to be empty.
What were your orders like this morning when you picked up your book?
I've got two. Hopefully by the first of the week there'll be some more come in.
Orders have picked up slightly, and the company's called back two laid-off workers. There's also new opportunity to supply a solar manufacturer building a plant nearby. As other metal workers go out of business, Davenport says Smithfield Manufacturing just has to hold on.
And when things pick back up, there's going to be a lot less competition for what we do.
For Davenport, that optimism makes the recession's hardships bearable. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
And you'll find more in our series, Navigating the Recession, at NPR.org. You'll also find an interactive map that shows foreclosures, income, and jobless rates by the county.